The news that Vice President Joyce Mujuru has been given a marching orders by the president has tongues wagging in all parts of the city. For many, the firing of Ms. Mujuru only raises larger questions about its significance in light of the country's bigger problems. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition spokesman Mufundo Mulilo says the infighting in ZANU-PF is simply a distraction from the government's key role of policymaking and delivering services, which men argue is already compromised.
These are people who are coming with a factional agenda, so it's going to be a continuation and a consolidation of power. So there is more will towards power retention, power consolidation, as opposed to a will towards transformation of society.
A Harare resident who declined to be named says Mujuru's firing will not help anything, as she is not the reason for the country's poor state.
I think it would have been good for the president to actually resign himself. It's more like if the rules are not moving, it means the engine itself is the one that is the problem. So I believe he's the one who was supposed to resign.
Another resident, also refusing to be named, tells Studio 7 that Mujuru's sacking has revealed the First Lady's influence on the president.
Honestly, I don't think Mugabe would have done such a thing like to fire Ms. Mujuru. He has got so much grassroots appeal and has been a long time early. But since the coming in of Grace, we have seen that maybe her intention was to have the vice president fired, and that is exactly what has happened today.
Senior Zimbabwean journalist Barnabas Tonjana, who has covered such developments within ZANU-PF for many years, agrees.
The economy is in tatters. There are no jobs. People are suffering. The youth have nothing to do. They are just walking up and down the streets. And whether Mujuru is fired, Nema is fired, or whoever is fired, that is not what we are looking for in this country. We really want development. We want this economy to move. We want this country to move forward.
Allegations that Ms. Mujuru was plotting to unlawfully remove Mugabe from office has not been bought by everyone. Blessing Vava among them says Mujuru's key fault was openly expressing an interest to succeed Mugabe, which he says shows a lack of understanding of ZANU-PF's ways.
He herself, being a product of undemocratic processes in 2004, surely she should have understood that power in ZANU-PF does not lie in the structures, but it lies in the president, that is President Robert Mugabe.
Caring with Vava, researcher Chenesani Ntungwaka says accusations of assassination plots have been going on since independence, forcing even the late founder of ZAPU, Joshua Ngomo, to flee the country in the 80s under similar circumstances.
Borrowing from President Mugabe's vocabulary of simplistic thinking, maybe she was just too simple to think ahead. But I really don't think Ms. Mujuru was after grabbing a powerful position in ZANU. For me, this is all intelligence work. Look, Ngomo left the country for self-imposed exile in England, and every Jack and Jill would have pounced on him and arrested him. This is not new to my country. It's not something really I can say it's news that she wanted to overthrow President Mugabe. It doesn't work that way.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.